Second round of the playoffs. It is the quarterfinals, and West Branch taking on Iowa City Regina. Time for our weekly preview presented by EMS Detergent Services and Main Street Suites. Jason, you can't get to week two without winning in week one, and the Bears did just that. Throw weather, throw cold, throw a little bit of everything in there, and you know what? It didn't faze the Bears. 23-0. That was a really good first-round win over a pretty quality Northwind squad.
First time in program history the team has won a football game when people have shoveled the actual field by hand. I was there. It happened. But, yeah, it's just with the weather, it did play a role. When you didn't see the rain really in the forecast, you saw low percentages. Well, it was 100% throughout the game, and it made the ball very, very slick for both teams. But West Branch limited compared to North Lynn on the turnovers, and it limited their offense to about 200 yards less than what they usually average. But the scoreboard wasn't limited. The Bears put up 23, held the North Lynn Lynx scoreless, and move it on to this week.
Well, and it was a game that, you know, uncharacteristic for the Bears, that weather played in. They had four turnovers. But on the flip side, you look, North Lynn, five turnovers. I think I counted five three and outs, mm-hmm. and they had two more turnover on downs. One of them, you know, late in the game where they were just trying to get any sort of points. One of them inside the 5-yard line. So, I mean, that defense, I mean, we've seen it all year, but they just continue to step it up a notch.
Three drives, only three of those drives did the Lynx have that they gained 20 or more yards on those drives. And, of course, they all came out scoreless, which is exactly what you want for a defense. That's the old Norm Parker. We use it. Everybody in Iowa has used this probably one time, way, shape, or form. Is they bent, but they did not break. And when North Lynn would get down into scoring range, the Bears defense would come up with a play. Fourth and goal on the 4-yard line, the Bears defense came up with a play. And Gavin Hirschman knocks the ball down in the end zone. They turn it around and drive up the field. But that's what you need. This is playoff football, and your defense better come to play. Strap it on tight, and let's go.
And you can't ask for much better balance either. I mean, 180, 81 passing yards, about 160 rushing yards. You know, really can't focus on one thing if you're able to spread it around like that.
Yeah, and with the weather involved in that too. I mean, with the rain and everything involved, the field wasn't as good as possible shape as it could be. It was still a little mushy, but they put up 180, 10 out of 13 passing. The efficiency yet again with Gavin has been fantastic. The kid's over 60% for the season, and they put up 148 yards rushing. Tanner once again over 100. So you got 180 passing, you got 100 yards, got 100 yards rusher. Pick your poison, and that again, say that same thing over and over again. When it gets to playoff football, that's really what you want.
Now it is round two, the quarterfinals, and, you know, we always say it gets a little bit harder as you go from round one to round two. Round three will be harder, but you don't even think about that because right now you're thinking about a team that has probably one of the worst drives in the entire Class 1A playoff. Yeah. Wait, no, they don't. They got one of the best. 9 miles separates us. Iowa City Regina coming over here. You know what? Throw out everything that you've seen all year long. This is going to be a knockdown, drag out.
I mean, you look at just look at this series. These teams are only 8 miles apart, 8-9 miles apart, and they've played haven't played since 2016, a playoff game where Regina dominated that one. 2015, again, one of the better games I've ever seen as a West Branch football fan or as a high school football fan. You had number one Regina, number two West Branch, and a quarterfinal game, which was the quasi-state championship game. The Regals came out on top 35-28. You got to go all the way back to 2005, a regular season game. 13-10 was the final West Branch win. Since then, it's been 8 Regal victories. So, but yeah, let's throw that stuff out. Focus on this year's team. Regina is a team that needed to find an identity, get it back again to where they were, Stephen. And I think that comes in the form of Ashton Cook, the coach's son at quarterback. He's been injured. He injured last year for at least half of the season. To get him back this year and be able to stir it up for them, it just makes them a really, really good football team.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, you know, what you say, you know, as the straw that stirs the drink,
yeah.
You know, you've got Alec Wick out there at wide receiver. You've got, I mean, you could list probably six other guys that they've got. They've got athletes out there. So you can't just focus on 6 and 10. You got to look for everybody out there because they know how to find ways to get openings and attack a defense. So this Bears defense is really going to be challenged.
Got
to
be put pressure on the points. Find the gaps, put pressure on a quarterback that – when you watch film, there are only a couple games where you may have saw some pressure. Like West Branch can put a pressure on. They're averaging almost 6 tackles for loss per game this season. So they get some pressure on a quarterback no matter who they're playing. But the games that Regina saw a little pressure from a defense a little bit extra was Dyke New Hartford. Wasn't Xavier, and those games didn't come out their way. But they still did a lot of great things in those football games. I don't even look at the score of those games. When you watch them on film, they're right there. This is a team that it's a caged cobra, man. When it opens up and they get out, they could be a very dangerous team. And that's exactly what West Branch is going to see on Friday night. Like you said, you can't just focus on one guy or they're going to bite you from the other side. And it could be a long night in West Branch.
I mean, you look, okay, they're number 11 in the RPI and they're 8-2. Well, okay, they've lost to Xavier, a 3A school that made the playoffs. They've lost to Dyke New Hartford, the number one team in the state. Yeah. They've played three district champions and five playoff teams throughout their schedule. They are battle tested.
Can you see another 1A team that may have had a stronger schedule than that? I certainly cannot. That is. I don't care what one website ranks the strength of schedule, but when you go with that, three district champs, five playoff qualifiers, that's over half the teams you played in your regular season schedule playing in the postseason last week. Not many teams in any class, bar none, not just 1A, can say that, Stephen. And I think that makes them battle-tested. That makes them dangerous. And they've got a wonderful coaching staff with Coach Cook and Coach Dumont, Coach Hegel, Coach Vandenberg. These guys have seen it at the highest level, not just at the Big Ten level. You got guys that have played at the professional level. They know what it takes when people think that they're on the ground. Oh, we're the underdog. No, they're not the underdog. These teams are about as evenly matched as you want. Yeah, throw away that RPI stuff, Stephen. You're going to find a great football game Friday night.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be great. And you know what? Mother Nature's not going to be kind. Everybody's going to be thinking of the dome.
Yeah.
But you got to get through. Kickoff temp's probably 28 degrees. Yeah. It's going to be no rain.
No snow. Just cold.
As of now.
But
hey, it's at home. That's the big thing.
And the winner, here's the deal, man. Winner goes home, loser. Winner goes dome, loser goes home. And you want to be on the front part of that. And let's hope West Branch is Friday.
Well, it's a 7 o'clock kickoff. If you can't make it for some reason, we'll have the pregame coverage with the Bearcast starting at 6:30. Big thank you to EMS Detergent Services and Main Street Suites, sponsor for our weekly preview right here at westbranchfootball.com.